Hachette Audio presents Stolen Honor, Falsely Accused, Imprisoned, and My Long Road to Freedom. Written by Clint Lawrence. Read by Adam North.
Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be. Be one. Marcus Aurelius. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Proverbs 24:10. Introduction. Word spread like wildfire through the prison at Fort Leavenworth on that Friday before Memorial Day in May of 2019. Several news outlets were reporting that President Trump was considering pardons for unspecified military servicemen who had been labeled war criminals by the New York Times. The reports suggested the pardons would be issued on Memorial Day, 4 days hence. My name was mentioned as one of the top candidates for a pardon. I was 6 years into a 20-year sentence for my role in the deaths of two Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan in 2012, who were posing a deadly threat to the soldiers under my command. Many of the military prisoners in Leavenworth had become strong supporters in my celebrated case as an army officer betrayed by his superiors. Word that a pardon was at my doorstep set off great celebratory anticipation at the prison and among the thousands who had rallied to my cause. I had traveled a long road from North Texas to the Army and on to Korea and Iraq, and then, as a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne, into the Taliban-infested regions of southern Afghanistan. My military dress blues were well decorated with medals for my performance, and I took great pride in my rank as a first lieutenant. But things went terribly wrong for me on a sweltering July day in the Kandahar region, where Taliban insurgents were highly active with their murderous activities against all that represented the United States. On that day, two motorcycle-riding insurgents, both with links to other deadly incidents, charged my platoon and were killed by men under my command, acting on my order. I was relieved of my command and, after a long delay, charged with two counts of second-degree murder of Afghan civilians. At my court-martial, I was convicted and sentenced to 20 years in prison, a sentence later reduced to 19 years. I was 28 years old. Surrounding the incident in Kandahar, as well as my prosecution and conviction, was a perfect storm of competing political forces.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?